Nia stood at the edge of the cliff, her heart pounding in her chest as she gazed down at the turbulent bay below. The waves crashed violently against the rocks, sending plumes of mist into the air, mingling with the cool evening breeze. The sky, a canvas of darkening blues and grays, mirrored the tempest within her. She felt an inexplicable pull toward the water, an ancient whisper that beckoned her closer, as if the sea itself had secrets to share, secrets entwined with her past. The wind howled around her, carrying with it the salt of the ocean and the weight of her uncertainty. "Why do you call to me?" she murmured, her voice barely audible over the cacophony of the crashing waves. The question lingered in the air unanswered as she wrapped her arms around herself, seeking warmth against the chill that seeped into her bones. The sea had always intrigued her, a vast expanse of mystery she both feared and craved. Shadows danced across the water's surface, and for a fleeting moment she thought she could see a figure beneath the waves, a silhouette that seemed to reach out to her. "Get away from there, Nia." A voice pierced through her thoughts, snapping her back to reality. She turned to see her friend Alara racing toward her, concern etched on her face. "You shouldn't be so close to the edge. The cliffs are dangerous, especially in this weather." "I know," Nia replied, though her gaze was still fixed on the bay. "But I can't help it. It's like the sea is calling to me." She hesitated, unsure if she should share the strange feeling that had settled in her heart. What if Alara thought she was losing her mind? Alara stepped closer, her brow furrowing. "You need to be careful. The bay has a dark history. People have gone missing out there, drawn to the water just like you." She shivered, glancing at the crashing waves. "There are stories, old tales about the sea and those who guard it." Nia sighed, the weight of her friend's words pressing down on her. "I know the stories, but there's something different about this feeling. It's not fear, it's almost like a promise." She closed her eyes, trying to focus on the whispers of the sea, but the sound of Alara's voice pulled her back. "You're being foolish, Nia. You need to listen to reason. Let's go back to the village. We can grab some tea and warm up," Alara urged, her tone shifting from concern to frustration. "You'll catch your death out here." Reluctantly, Nia nodded, even though a part of her longed to stay. As they made their way back, the wind continued to howl, almost as if it were mourning her departure from the cliff's edge. The closer they got to the village, the more the tide of her emotions began to ebb, leaving her feeling empty and adrift. That evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon and the village settled into a quiet lull, Nia found herself unable to shake the image of the bay from her mind. She lay in bed, staring at the ceiling, thoughts swirling like the stormy waters outside. Just when she thought she might find some peace, a sound drifted through her window, a deep, resonant voice that seemed to echo across the sea. "Nia, come to me." Her breath hitched in her throat and she shot upright, the voice wrapping around her like a shroud. It was hypnotic and magnetic, instilling both dread and longing within her. She crept to the window, peering out into the darkness, her heart racing. The moon hung low, casting a silvery glow on the water, illuminating the silhouette of a figure standing on the shore, a lone figure whose presence commanded the very air around him. Finn. She had heard tales of him, an alpha, fierce and enigmatic, with a connection to the sea that was as deep as the tides themselves. The villagers spoke in hushed tones about his wildness, how he roamed the shores like a tempest, untamed and free. Nia felt a strange mixture of fear and fascination as she watched him, his dark hair tousled by the wind, his eyes glinting like the depths of the ocean. He was mesmerizing, a being forged from the very chaos that raged before her. "Nia." His voice rang out again, cutting through the night like a knife. "I know you can hear me." Something within her stirred, an instinct that urged her to answer his call. But fear gripped her heart, a cold hand squeezing tightly. What could he want with her? The stories warned of the dangers of getting too close to someone like him. She hesitated, torn between the desire to run toward him and the instinct to flee. "Come closer," he coaxed, his voice low and inviting. "I won't hurt you." But how could she trust him? The ocean was a treacherous place, and so too were the hearts of those who tread its shores. "I can't," she finally shouted back, her voice trembling. "I shouldn't be out there." Finn stepped closer to the water's edge, the waves licking at his feet. "You're safe with me, Nia. You've felt it, haven't you? The call of the sea? It's stronger than both of us." His eyes bore into hers, a tempest of emotions swirling within them. "Please, just come to me." The pull was undeniable, a magnetic force that tugged at her very soul. She took a hesitant step forward, her heart racing as she battled the conflicting emotions within her. The wind whipped around her, carrying with it the scent of salt and something else, something intoxicating. "Why do you care?" Nia found herself asking, her voice softer now, curiosity mingling with fear. "What do you want from me?" Finn's expression softened, a flicker of vulnerability breaking through his fierce exterior. "I want you to understand. There's more to the sea than what you see. There are secrets buried beneath the waves, and I am bound to them. But you could help me break free." The words hung in the air, heavy with implication. Nia's thoughts raced as she tried to process what he was saying. "Break free? From what?" He hesitated, the weight of his truth evident in his eyes. "From a curse that binds me to the tides. I'm drawn to the sea, but it's a prison as much as it is my home." A chill ran down her spine as the enormity of his words sank in. "A curse? Listen to me, Nia. You may not understand now, but there's a connection between us. You feel it too. The sea calls to you because it knows you belong to it, just as I do." Nia felt the tide of emotions rising within her, battling against her instincts to retreat. "I don't know what you're talking about," she said, the tremor in her voice betraying her uncertainty. But as she looked into his eyes, she felt a flicker of something, a spark that ignited a flame of curiosity and yearning. She wanted to believe him, to trust in the unknown allure of the sea and the enigmatic Alpha who stood before her. And as the waves crashed against the shore, she knew that whatever lay ahead, she was already caught in the relentless tide of a love unmoored. Nia stepped into the bustling village, her heart racing as she navigated through the narrow streets lined with weathered cottages. The salty air stung her cheeks, but it was the murmurs of the townsfolk that made her feel uneasy. Eyes furtively darted toward her as she passed, and she could feel the weight of their whispers like a heavy cloak around her shoulders. They were speaking of Finn, the Alpha she had encountered on the shore, and the curse that seemed to bind him to the tumultuous sea. "Stay away from him, Nia," an old woman warned her, clutching her basket of fish tightly. "He's trouble, a wolf in sheep's clothing, they say. The sea's got its hold on him and it will drag you down with it." Nia feigned indifference, but the woman's words struck a chord deep within her. She had always been drawn to the ocean, feeling a strange connection to its depths, but now that allure felt tainted with danger. "I can take care of myself," she replied coolly, trying to brush off the old woman's concerns. "I have no interest in the Alpha." But as she moved through the market, her thoughts drifted back to Finn, his piercing gaze that seemed to see right through her. There was something unyielding about him, an energy that both thrilled and terrified her. The villagers might have warned her against him, but she couldn't shake the feeling that there was more to Finn than the tales told in hushed tones. As she reached the stall selling fresh produce, she caught sight of Finn standing by the edge of the market, his tall figure silhouetted against the vibrant colors of the stalls. The moment their eyes met, the world around her faded into a blur, and all she could focus on was the magnetic pull he exerted. She felt her heart quicken, a mix of fear and undeniable attraction swirling within her. "Hey," he called, his voice deep and smooth, cutting through the chaos of the market. He approached her with a confidence that made her breath hitch. "I didn't expect to see you here." "Just picking up some things," Nia replied, trying to sound casual as she forced herself to look away from his intense gaze. "You know, living in a village means I have to eat." Finn chuckled softly, and the sound sent a shiver down her spine. "I'd be happy to share a meal with you," he offered, his eyes glinting with something she couldn't quite place. "Maybe I could show you how to cook something from the sea?" Nia's pulse raced at the invitation, but doubt crept in. "I'm not sure that's a good idea," she said, glancing around as if to gauge the reactions of the villagers nearby. "People talk. Let them talk." Finn shrugged, his expression unwavering. "The sea is calling and I can't ignore it. You shouldn't either." His words hung in the air between them, heavy with implication. The sea was calling indeed, and deep down Nia felt it too. But the fear of what that might mean for her, for both of them, loomed larger than the intrigue. "I have my reasons for staying away," she replied, her voice barely above a whisper. Finn stepped closer, the warmth of his presence enveloping her like a blanket. "I understand," he said softly, his gaze unwavering. "But you should know this curse, It's not just mine to bear. It's a weight that can be shared. You might be able to help me. Nia's breath hitched at his words. Help you? How could I possibly do that? He hesitated, the flicker of vulnerability crossing his handsome features. The curse binds me to the sea. I cannot leave this bay, and every time I try, it pulls me back. But there's a way to break it, and I believe you might hold the key. What do you mean? She asked, her curiosity piqued despite her better judgment. Finn glanced around, ensuring they were alone before leaning in closer. There are legends of a sea witch. She holds the secrets to my curse, but approaching her is not for the faint of heart. I need someone brave enough to face the depths with me. Nia's heart raced at the thought. Could she really be a part of something so monumental? And you think I'm that person? She asked, skepticism lacing her tone. I do, he replied earnestly. I've seen something in you, Nia. A strength that I lack. His gaze softened, and for a moment, the world around them faded into insignificance. I can't do this alone. But with you, I feel like I might stand a chance. The weight of his words pressed against her like the crashing waves against the shore. What if I fail? She asked, her voice trembling slightly. Finn reached out, his fingers brushing against her arm, sending a jolt of electricity through her. Then we face it together. No matter the outcome, I won't let you drown in this. Before she could respond, a low rumble echoed through the sky, and dark clouds began to gather above them. The air thickened, charged with an energy that made the hairs on the back of her neck stand on end. The villagers began to scatter, seeking shelter from the impending storm. Nia, we need to go, Finn urged, his expression turning serious. It's not safe here. What about the sea witch? She pressed, feeling torn between the urgency of the storm and the magnetic pull of the mystery Finn had just unveiled. The witch can wait, he said, his tone firm yet gentle. Your safety is my priority right now. As they hurried toward the shore, the wind whipped around them, howling like a banshee. Nia's heart raced as she glanced back at the village, the figures of the townsfolk disappearing into the shadows. A part of her felt like she was running away from something important, but the storm was brewing and the sea was calling. When they reached the beach, the waves crashed violently, rising higher with each passing moment. Finn's expression hardened as he faced the tumultuous water. I need to go in. The sea is restless and I can't ignore it. Nia grabbed his arm, panic rising within her. You can't go in there. It's too dangerous. Finn turned to her, his eyes fierce and unyielding. I have to try. If I don't, it could consume me. You don't understand what it's like to be tied to the sea like this. Then let me help you, she shouted over the roar of the wind, desperation spilling from her lips. Finn hesitated, and in that moment the storm seemed to pause. Are you sure? Yes, she replied without hesitation. I can't let you face this alone. He studied her for a moment, a flicker of hope igniting in his gaze. All right. Together, then. As they stood at the edge of the raging waves, Nia felt a surge of determination. She didn't know what awaited them in the depths, but she was willing to confront it. With Finn by her side, she was ready to face the relentless tide, no matter the cost. The storm howled around them, but their bond, forged in the heart of the tempest, felt unbreakable. They would fight against the tide together, and perhaps, just perhaps, they would uncover the truth behind the curse that bound them both. The sun hung low in the sky, casting a golden hue over the aftermath of the storm. Nia stood at the edge of a hidden cove, the scent of salt lingering in the air, mingling with the earthy aroma of damp sand. The waves whispered secrets, their rhythmic lapping against the shore a stark contrast to the chaos that had unfolded just hours ago. As she stepped further into the cove, her heart raced with a mix of exhilaration and trepidation. The remnants of an ancient shipwreck lay scattered about, a haunting testament to a time long past. Nia's gaze was drawn to the time-worn timbers of the ship, half buried in the sand. She knelt to inspect a rusted piece of metal that glinted in the sunlight, its surface encrusted with barnacles. What stories do you hold? She murmured, feeling an inexplicable connection to this forsaken vessel. The very air felt charged, as if the spirits of the sea were watching her, urging her to uncover the truth. The cove was eerily beautiful, cradled by towering cliffs that shielded it from the outside world. As she explored, Nia ran her fingers over the splintered wood, imagining the sailors who once navigated these waters. Were they brave men, or were they bound by a darkness akin to Finn's? Her thoughts drifted back to him, the Alpha with his fierce determination and the weight of a curse tethered to his soul. A shiver ran down her spine as she recalled the storm, the way Finn had fought against the elements, his spirit unyielding even against the fury of the sea. "Hey, what are you doing here?" A deep voice interrupted her reverie. Nia turned to see Finn emerging from the shadows of the cliffs, his presence as commanding as ever. He had changed since the storm. There was a softness in his gaze, a flicker of gratitude that hadn't been there before. "I thought you'd be at the village staying safe after, well, everything." "I needed to think," she replied, her voice steady despite the fluttering in her chest. "And this place, it feels important." She gestured toward the remnants of the shipwreck. "I found this." Finn stepped closer, his expression shifting from concern to curiosity. He examined the wreckage, his brow furrowing as he traced the outline of a worn mast with his fingers. "This ship, it's part of my family's history," he said, his voice low. "My ancestors sailed these waters long before the curse. They were explorers, adventurers. But something happened. A betrayal." He paused, the weight of his words heavy in the air. "What kind of betrayal?" Nia asked, her interest piqued. The connection between Finn and the shipwreck felt palpable, as if the echoes of the past were weaving their stories together. Finn took a deep breath, his gaze drifting to the horizon where the waves met the sky. "There was a sea witch," he explained, the gravity of the tale evident in his tone. "She cursed my family, binding us to the sea. The ship was lost in a storm just like the one we faced. They were trying to escape the witch's grasp, but the tides turned against them. Now, every generation, one of us is bound to the water, unable to leave this bay." Nia's heart ached for him. "You mean you're trapped here because of her?" she asked, her voice tinged with sympathy. "That's why you can't leave?" "Yes," Finn replied, his jaw tightening. "The curse demands loyalty and sacrifice. I can feel it every moment, like an anchor weighing me down. It's why I fought so hard against the storm. I can't let it take me. Not again." His eyes locked onto hers, a fierce determination shining through the vulnerability. "What if we could break the curse?" Nia suggested, her mind racing with possibilities. "If this shipwreck is connected to your family, maybe it holds the key to finding the sea witch." Finn's expression shifted, hope mingling with doubt. "You really think so?" he asked, his voice barely above a whisper. "It's been generations since anyone has dared to confront her. She's powerful and her magic is unpredictable." "I don't care," Nia declared, her conviction surprising even herself. "We can't let fear hold us back. If we work together, we might stand a chance." Finn studied her, a mixture of admiration and apprehension in his gaze. "You're brave. But this isn't just about me. The witch will want something in return. It's a risk." "I'm willing to take that risk," Nia replied, her voice steady. "I can't just stand by and watch you suffer. I care about you too much." The admission hung between them like a fragile thread, binding their fates in a way that felt both exhilarating and terrifying. Finn stepped closer, the air thick with unspoken emotions. "Nia, I—" he hesitated, searching for the right words. "You don't know what you're asking. The sea witch is not to be trifled with. She'll test our resolve, our very souls." Nia's heart raced at the intensity of his gaze. "I know what's at stake," she said softly. "I've felt the pull of the sea too. I'm not afraid of what might come. I want to understand this curse to help you find freedom." Finn's expression changed, a flicker of something deep and primal igniting in his eyes. "You're not like anyone I've ever met," he said, his voice low and earnest. "You're fierce and I admire that. But this journey, it could lead us into darkness. Or it could lead to light," Nia countered, her spirit unyielding. "We need to find a way to confront the witch, to learn the truth about your family's past. Together." As the waves crashed against the rocks, Finn reached out, brushing a strand of hair behind her ear. The simple touch sent shivers down her spine, igniting a warmth that spread through her. "You're right," he finally agreed, his voice steadying. "We need to explore this cove, find out what it can tell us. But I won't let you face the witch alone. Promise me that." "I promise," Nia said, her heart swelling with determination. "We'll face whatever comes together." With a shared sense of purpose, they began to explore the cove. Nia felt a surge of energy as they combed through the wreckage, uncovering fragments of maps and trinkets that hinted at the ship's storied past. Each item felt like a piece of Finn's history, a thread in the tapestry of their intertwined fates. As they worked together, she felt the distance between them shrink, a connection deepening with every shared glance and whispered word. But in the back of her mind, the reality of the sea which loomed, a shadowy figure whose power could unravel everything they sought to build. "Look at this," Finn called out, his voice breaking through her thoughts. He held up a weathered map, its edges frayed and stained. "It looks like it could lead us to her lair." Nia's breath caught in her throat as she approached him, peering over his shoulder at the intricate markings. "This is it," she breathed, adrenaline coursing through her veins. "We have to follow it." Finn nodded, excitement mingling with apprehension. "But we need to prepare. We'll need supplies and allies. If we're going to confront the witch, we can't walk into it blindly." "Then let's go back to the village," Nia suggested, her heart racing. "We can gather what we need." As they made their way back towards the shore, the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a fiery glow over the water. Nia felt the weight of their journey pressing down on her, but alongside it, the exhilaration of possibility ignited a spark of hope. The tides of fate were shifting, and she was ready to face whatever lay ahead, hand in hand with the Alpha who had captured her heart. The small boat rocked gently as Nia and Finn navigated the treacherous waters. The nautical map spread between them like a silent promise. The air was thick with tension, heavy with unspoken feelings that swirled around them like the mist rising from the waves. Nia could feel the salty spray on her skin, the chill of the ocean creeping into her bones, yet it was nothing compared to the storm brewing in her heart. Finn's jaw was set in determination as he gripped the steering oar, his muscles taut and defined against the backdrop of the churning sea. The sun hung low in the sky, casting a golden hue over the rippling waves, but Nia's gaze was fixed on Finn. There was something mesmerizing about him, a wildness that called to her, yet a shadow of sorrow that lingered in his eyes. She wanted to reach out to bridge the chasm between them, but the weight of his curse loomed large, a barrier she feared could never be crossed. "Are you sure about this?" Nia's voice trembled slightly, betraying her fear. "What if the witch isn't who we think she is? What if she demands something we can't give?" Finn turned his head slightly, his gaze piercing into hers. "We have to try, Nia. I can't live like this any longer. I won't let my fate be sealed by a curse that I didn't ask for." His voice was firm, but the vulnerability beneath it tugged at her heart. "I understand, but what if she wants something from me?" Nia's pulse quickened. "What if, Nia?" He interrupted softly, his tone shifting as if he were trying to soothe a restless sea. "Whatever she wants, we'll face it together. You're not alone in this." The reassurance in his words sent a shiver down her spine. She wanted to believe him, to trust that they could conquer this darkness together. But the truth was, the closer they got to the witch's domain, the more the shadows of doubt crept in, clouding her heart. As they sailed deeper into the bay, the mist thickened, enveloping them in an eerie embrace. The island loomed ahead, a jagged silhouette against the fading sunlight. It was a haunting sight. Rocks jutted out like skeletal fingers, and the sound of waves crashing against the shoreline echoed like distant thunder. Nia's breath caught in her throat, and she felt the weight of their mission settle heavily on her shoulders. "It's right there," Finn said, pointing towards the rocky outcrop that jutted into the sea like a sinister gnarled tooth. "The witch's lair." His voice was steady, but Nia could sense the tension beneath it. "What if she doesn't want to help us? What if she wants to keep you bound to the sea forever?" Nia whispered, her voice barely audible over the roar of the waves. Finn's expression hardened. "Then we'll find a way to fight her. I refuse to be a prisoner of my lineage. I'd rather face the depths of the ocean than live another day under her control." Nia nodded, her heart pounding in her chest. She admired Finn's resolve, but the thought of confronting the witch sent shivers down her spine. What price would they have to pay for their freedom? As they approached the shore, the realization settled in. They were about to step into the unknown, where danger and desire tangled in a web more complex than either of them could anticipate. They anchored the boat and stepped onto the rocky beach, the ground cold and unforgiving beneath their feet. As they walked towards the entrance of a dark cave that yawned before them, Nia felt a strange pull in her chest, as if the very air was charged with magic and foreboding. The mist swirled around them, coiling like serpents, and she glanced at Finn, whose expression was a mix of determination and trepidation. "Are you ready?" he asked, his voice low and serious. Nia took a deep breath, steeling herself. "As ready as I'll ever be." Together, they stepped into the cave, the darkness swallowing them whole. The air was thick with the scent of salt and something ancient, something that sent chills down her spine. Flickering shadows danced on the walls as they ventured further, illuminating carvings that told stories of the sea and its many secrets. "What is this place?" Nia asked, her voice echoing ominously in the silence. "It's the witch's domain," Finn replied, his tone hushed. "This is where she weaves her spells and binds souls to the sea." As they moved deeper into the cave, the walls seemed to pulse with energy, a living thing that throbbed in sync with their heartbeats. Suddenly, a figure emerged from the shadows. A woman cloaked in swirling mist and darkness, her hair flowing like seaweed. Her eyes glowed with an otherworldly light, piercing through the gloom like lanterns in the night. "Welcome, children of the tide," the witch spoke, her voice a melodic blend of seduction and danger. "I have been expecting you." Nia's heart raced as the witch's gaze locked onto hers. "You seek to break the curse, don't you?" The witch's smile was enigmatic, revealing teeth that glinted like polished ivory. "But such power comes at a price." Finn stepped forward, his stance protective. "What do you want from us?" The witch regarded him with an amused expression. "Ah, the Alpha, so eager to reclaim his freedom. But freedom is not without sacrifice." She paused, her gaze shifting back to Nia. "And you, dear girl, are the key." Nia felt her blood run cold. "What do you mean?" "Your lineage is tied to this curse," the witch explained, her words weaving a spell of their own. "To free him, you must choose. Either save Finn and bind yourself to the sea, or release him and lose your chance at love forever." A chill swept through Nia, a feeling of impending doom enveloping her. She glanced at Finn, who looked as if the weight of the world had just been placed on his shoulders. "I can't do that. I won't give up my freedom for anyone," she said firmly, but doubt laced her words. "Ah, but love often requires sacrifice," the witch replied, her tone dripping with sweetness that masked a bitterness beneath. "You must decide what you are willing to give." Finn stepped closer to Nia, his voice low and urgent. "Nia, whatever she wants, we can find another way." "You don't have to, no," Nia interrupted, her voice rising. "I won't let you be trapped because of me. I need to think." The witch's laughter echoed through the cave, a haunting melody that sent shivers down Nia's spine. "Time is not on your side, child. The tides are turning, and soon you will lose the opportunity to save him." Nia's mind raced as she grappled with the implications of the witch's ultimatum. The depths of the ocean mirrored the depths of her soul, swirling with uncertainty and fear. How could she make a choice that would alter the course of both their lives forever? "Think carefully, Nia," the witch warned, her eyes glinting with malice. "The ocean is patient, but it will not wait for your heart to settle." As the witch's words echoed in her mind, Nia felt the tides rising around her, both the literal and the metaphorical. With Finn standing beside her, his presence both grounding and electrifying, she realized that the choice before her was not just about saving him, it was about defining herself. Would she let fear dictate her fate, or would she find the courage to embrace the unknown? But as the mist thickened around them, Nia knew one thing for certain. Whatever choice she made would ripple through the currents of their lives, pulling them into a tide that could either bind them together or tear them apart. As she looked into Finn's eyes, she felt the weight of their shared destiny pressing down on her, a tide that was relentless and unyielding, demanding to be confronted. They stood at the precipice of change, and the sea awaited their decision. Nia stood at the edge of the cliff, the storm's fury echoing her inner turmoil. Dark clouds roiled above, mirroring her thoughts as she wrestled with the weight of the decision she had to make. The ghostly whispers of the sea witch's words echoed in her mind, a constant reminder of the price she might have to pay. She felt an invisible thread connecting her to Finn, pulling her closer to the tumultuous waters below, yet also pushing her away, warning her of the dangers that lurked beneath the surface. "Why does it feel as if the ocean is calling me?" she murmured to herself, her voice barely audible above the howling wind. She gazed out at the frothy waves crashing against the jagged rocks, each surge a reminder of the choice that lay before her. Finn was down there, battling not just the storm but the very essence of his being, and she could feel his struggle as if it were her own. Suddenly, she heard his voice, carried by the wind, calling her name. Nia. The sound sent shivers down her spine, a mix of urgency and desperation. She turned, her heart racing, and spotted him standing on the shore, his figure illuminated by flashes of lightning. He looked powerful and fierce, yet vulnerable, the embodiment of the tempest that surrounded them. Finn, she shouted, her voice breaking through the din of the storm. Her feet moved of their own accord, carrying her down the rocky path towards him. She could see the determination etched on his face, his eyes reflecting the turmoil of the tempest. He was not just a man. He was an alpha, bound to the tides, and she was the only one who could either save or condemn him. When she reached him, the rain lashed against her skin, chilling her to the bone, but she had never felt more alive. Finn stepped closer, the heat radiating from his body contrasting sharply with the cold rain. You shouldn't be here, Nia. It's too dangerous, he warned, his voice a low rumble barely audible over the crashing waves. I had to come, she replied, her determination surging. We need to talk about the curse, about what the witch said. Her heart raced as she spoke, every word heavy with the weight of their situation. The storm howled around them, but in that moment, it felt as though the world had narrowed down to just the two of them. Finn's expression shifted, a mixture of hope and dread crossing his features. You've been thinking about it, haven't you? About what to choose. He reached for her, his hand brushing against her cheek, and she felt a jolt of electricity at the contact. You don't have to carry this burden alone. I can't let you sacrifice yourself for me. I can't just stand by and watch you drown, Finn. You mean too much to me, she admitted, her voice trembling with emotion. But I don't know how to save you without losing myself. The vulnerability in her tone cut through the chaos of the storm, revealing the depths of her fear. Finn stepped closer, his breath warm against her face despite the cold rain. Nia, my love for you has been the only thing anchoring me to this world. The curse is a part of me, but it doesn't have to be the end of us. If you can find the strength to face the witch, we can break it together. His eyes bore into hers, filled with a fierce determination that ignited something deep within her. You really believe we can break it? She asked, searching his gaze for reassurance. What if it costs me everything? Then I would rather face the storm alone than watch you suffer. His voice was firm, yet his eyes betrayed a flicker of doubt. But I don't want to be the reason you lose yourself. You deserve to be free. Nia's heart ached at the thought of losing Finn, yet she felt the pull of her own freedom tugging at her. The witch had made it clear that her own fate was intertwined with his, and the realization that she was part of this curse was both terrifying and liberating. I need to confront her again, she said, her voice steadier now. I need to understand what this curse truly means and how I can help you. Finn's expression softened, his gaze filled with admiration. You're braver than I ever gave you credit for, Nia. But be careful. The Sea Witch is cunning. She will try to manipulate you to play on your fears. I won't let her, Nia declared, a newfound resolve rising within her. I will find the truth no matter the cost. As they stood together, the storm continued to rage around them, the wind howling like a wild beast. Nia could feel the energy crackling in the air, a potent mix of love and fear. She reached for Finn, their fingers intertwining, grounding her amidst the chaos. The storm was a mirror of their emotions, fierce, unrelenting, yet filled with the promise of change. Promise me you'll stay close, she whispered, her voice nearly drowned out by the thunder. I can't do this without you. I promise, Finn replied, his grip tightening on her hand. We'll face this together. With their hearts united, they turned back toward the tumultuous sea, ready to confront the witch who held the key to Finn's fate. The storm raged on, but within Nia burned a fierce determination, a flame ignited by love and courage. She would fight against the tide not just for Finn but for herself as well. As they made their way toward the witch's lair, the air crackled with tension. Nia could feel the weight of the ocean pressing in on her, the water's depths holding secrets she was only beginning to uncover. The path ahead was fraught with danger, but she was no longer afraid to face it. Whatever happens, remember that we are stronger together, Finn said, breaking the silence as they walked. His voice was a steady anchor amidst the storm's chaos, offering her reassurance. Nia nodded, her heart swelling with determination. Together we can break this curse. As they approached the witch's domain, The air grew thick with anticipation. The mist swirled around them, wrapping them in an eerie embrace. The sounds of the storm faded into the background, replaced by an ominous silence that filled the space between them. They stood before the entrance, the dark cave beckoning to them like a gaping maw. "This is it," Nia said, her voice barely a whisper. "Are you ready?" Finn glanced at her, his expression resolute. "As long as I'm with you, I'm ready for anything." Taking a deep breath, Nia stepped into the darkness, feeling the weight of the world on her shoulders. The flickering light from within illuminated the path ahead, revealing the witch's lair, a place where shadows danced and secrets lingered. As they crossed the threshold, Nia knew that the true battle was just beginning. The witch awaited them, a figure cloaked in darkness, and Nia steeled herself for the confrontation that would determine their fate. She would fight for Finn, for the love that had anchored her amidst the storm, and for the freedom she so desperately sought. Nia stood at the threshold of the Sea Witch's lair, a sense of urgency propelling her forward. The air was thick with an electric tension, as if the very atmosphere was charged with the weight of her revelation. She could feel the pulse of the ocean beneath her feet, the rhythmic crash of waves echoing the tumult of her heart. Finn's fate hung in the balance, and she was determined to seize control of it. "Tell me the truth," Nia demanded, her voice steady despite the tremor of fear coursing through her. "What is the curse that binds Finn to the sea?" The sea witch, cloaked in shadows, regarded Nia with an inscrutable expression. "You have come with fire in your heart, but do you truly understand the depths of your lineage?" Her voice was as smooth as the waves, yet it carried an otherworldly edge. "I don't care about my lineage," Nia shot back, frustration mingling with desperation. "I care about Finn. I need to know how to save him." A slow smile crept across the witch's face, revealing teeth that glinted like sharpened coral. "Ah, but you must understand. To save him, you must first embrace who you are. You are the descendant of the very witch who cast the spell upon his family, a binding curse forged from love and betrayal." Nia's breath caught in her throat. The realization surged through her like a tide, sweeping away the foundation of her previous thoughts. She was not merely an outsider. She was intertwined with Finn's fate in ways she had never imagined. "What do you mean? How does that help him?" "Your blood holds power," the witch explained, her tone shifting from mocking to almost reverent. "If you are willing to sacrifice a part of yourself, you can break the curse that holds him captive. But be warned, Nia. Such a sacrifice comes with a price." Nia's heart raced, a torrent of emotions swirling within her. She thought of Finn, his laughter, the way he fought against the waves, the depth of his gaze that always seemed to pierce through her soul. She could not lose him now, not when she had only just begun to understand the depths of her feelings. "What do I have to do?" she asked, her voice barely a whisper. "Embrace your heritage," the sea witch instructed, a glint of malicious glee in her eyes. "Channel the magic that flows through your veins. Only then can you confront the curse and free him." With a nod, Nia felt a new strength build within her, an ancestral power awakening in her spirit. She wasn't just a girl swept away by the tides of love. She was a part of a legacy that spanned generations. "I will do it," she declared, a fierce determination igniting her words. "I will break the curse." "Very well," the witch said, stepping aside to reveal a stone altar, slick with seawater and covered in intricate carvings that pulsed with energy. "Place your hands upon the altar and speak the words of your ancestors. Only then will the bond be severed." Nia approached the altar, her palms sweaty but resolute. She closed her eyes, envisioning Finn's face, the way his smile lit up the dark corners of her heart. Drawing from the depths of her being, she began to recite the incantation that bubbled up from her memory, words she had never known she possessed. The air thickened around her, swirling in a tempest of magic as she invoked her lineage. As she spoke, the ground trembled beneath her, the very stones resonating with her voice. A light enveloped her, warm and inviting, as if the sea itself were wrapping her in a protective embrace. She felt the connection to her ancestors, their strength surging through her, bolstering her resolve. The sea witch watched with a mix of intrigue and annoyance, her lips pursed as the magic unfolded. "You are bold, child, but you must be careful. The essence you offer will demand something in return." "I'm ready," Nia replied, her heart pounding. "I'll do whatever it takes." The waters began to churn violently as Finn's curse manifested in the form of dark tendrils that surged towards the altar, seeking to pull Nia into the depths. "Nia!" Finn's voice echoed in her mind, filled with urgency. "You mustn't. I can't lose you, Finn," she cried, her voice resonating with the power of her intentions. "I won't let this curse claim you." With one final surge of energy, Nia completed the incantation, and the world erupted in a brilliant cascade of light. The tendrils recoiled as if burned by the brilliance, and she felt a sharp pain in her chest as a piece of her essence was torn away, sacrificed to free Finn. The air crackled and the witch screeched, "No. You don't know what you've done." In that moment, the curse shattered like glass, sending shockwaves throughout the bay. The waters calmed, and the storm that had raged for so long dissipated into a gentle breeze. Nia fell to her knees, gasping for breath, the weight of her sacrifice settling heavily upon her shoulders. Suddenly, the figure of Finn emerged from the waters, the dark curse that had once shrouded him lifting to reveal a man, fully human, standing before her for the first time. His eyes, once filled with a haunted longing, now sparkled with clarity and warmth. "Nia," he breathed, awe and gratitude mingling in his voice. She scrambled to her feet, crossing the distance between them in an instant. Without hesitation, she threw her arms around him, the warmth of his body igniting a fire within her that she thought had been extinguished. "You're free," she whispered, overwhelmed by the reality of the moment. "Yes," Finn replied, holding her tightly as if afraid she might slip away. "You did this. You broke the curse." His voice was thick with emotion, and she felt the tremor of his heart echoing against her own. But as they shared that blissful moment, the sea witch's voice sliced through the air, chilling their newfound joy. "You may have freed him, but your sacrifice has not gone unnoticed. The ocean's depths still hold secrets, and the tides will never rest." Nia turned to face the witch, a sense of foreboding settling over her. "What do you mean?" "The ocean will always seek balance," the witch replied, her smile twisting into something dark and sinister. "And now you are entwined with its fate. There will be consequences for your actions, Nia. The ocean's depths have eyes and they will not forget." Finn stepped protectively in front of Nia, his eyes blazing with determination. "Whatever comes next, we'll face it together. You showed me what it means to be free, Nia, and I won't let anything tear us apart again." Nia nodded, fear swirling in her gut but tempered by the strength of their love. "We'll confront whatever threat lies ahead. Together." As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a golden hue over the tranquil waters, Nia and Finn stood united on the shore, ready to face the unknown. The tides may have been relentless, but so was their love, and they vowed to navigate the stormy seas ahead, hand in hand, heart to heart. The adventure was far from over, and they were determined to uncover the secrets that still lay hidden beneath the waves.